The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm playing the role of Eric today. Albin, why don't you be Albin?
Chris, I'm going to be Albin.
Play the role of Chris. And Mike Lindell today will be played by Donald the Caveman. And Donald the Caveman, you know, he'll play the role of Mike Lindell. Okay, folks, We actually have something really insane coming up in a couple of minutes. I don't know what this is going to turn out like, and I'm not joking here. We have on Jack Maxey is his name. This is someone, we're going to let him tell his story, but I'm not even slightly kidding when I tell you that he fears for his life because he has the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop. So he's going to come on this program and talk about it. He made the contents of it. This is not the pornographic stuff, everything else, all the documents available online. I tweeted it out, a link, because he figures if it's out there, his life will not be in danger because he's not the only person who has it. This is crazy. I'm not sure what to make of it. I don't know Jack Maxey, but we're going to hear his story in a few minutes, how he got the contents of it, and why he's somebody who's interested in it. I am professing and confessing ignorance beyond what I have just told you. And we'll see what he has to say in a couple of minutes. I should say that I was in San Jose, California this weekend at a wonderful church, Calvary Chapel in San Jose. It was just delightful. I don't know if it's available online. I'm pretty sure it's available online. But what amazes me, and Albin and Chris, I haven't even told you, so many people listen to this program who are at this church. And I just was so thrilled. They all said, I listen to the program every day. And I thought, wow, yeah. You know, you never know in what part of the country it's airing at a time that more people are listening to it or not. Yeah. It's just wonderful.
Even I don't listen to it every day. So that's impressive. Yeah.
Who has the time?
No.
And so and also I was on Book TV this weekend. We will send that out to my email list. If you're on the email list, you'll get a link to that. If you're not on the email list, you won't get a link. Mm. So that's why you need to get on the email list. Go to ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for the email list. Folks, I don't know what to tell you. I keep saying it over and over. If you're on the email list, you get everything. If you don't want it, you just delete it. But the point is that sometimes that's the only way we can communicate with you about my schedule. For example, I'm going to be in Dallas speaking at Pastor Robert Jeffress's church on the 14th of March. Tell your Dallas friends. I'm looking forward to that. That is one of the most amazing churches I have ever been in my life. It's something like if there was an over-the-top mega church on The Simpsons, this is like that church. Like, I've never seen anything like it. And if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm really looking forward to that. And that would be in El Paso speaking a few days after that. So I think that Wednesday, the 17th or 18th, whatever it is, I'll be in El Paso, Texas. Mm. Oh my gosh. What are the news, Albin?
Well, El Paso means the Paso, just so I'm translating here.
Mm-hmm. It means the Paso. I never thought of that. El Paso, the Paso. Thank you. Are you a linguist? I mean, just the fact that you'd be able to pull that out of a hat just like nothing.
I'm learning German now, so. I mean, Spanish.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay, so we have to talk real quick. Number one, we just broke the 200,000 mark on our YouTube channel for the Eric Metaxas Show. And whoever was the 200,000th subscriber, and this is a promise, you get nothing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing.
You get a handshake. There
and
you go.
No, not even that. And you know something? When I promise nothing, I deliver in spades, folks.
Thank you.
There's no equivocation. You get bubkis, zilch, nada. We are really excited about that. We're also excited to say that Mike Lindell is welcoming the lawsuit from Dominion. He says, bring it on. I have the evidence. I want to say this again. You don't need to know what happened in this election. All you have to do is look at the way people are behaving. The way people are trying to crush our friend, Mike Lindell, tells me that they must be afraid of something. Why do you treat someone the way they have treated Mike Lindell if you're not afraid of something? It really is bizarre to me. In other words, if I were guilty of something, I wouldn't attack the person who is accusing me. I would just say nothing. But Mike Lindell is being so attacked that it makes you wonder what exactly. I mean, a lot of you saw his documentary. I mean, I think somebody has to be scared. Why are they suing him? Why are they going after him? It's just bizarre to me. One more reminder to tell you, you can get many of my books at mystore.com, which is, you can go to mystore.com or you can go to mypillow.com and you can get there from the mypillow.com website. But please use the code ERIC. I want to encourage you to help Mike Lindell, and you can help this show by using the code ERIC.
Quick question. Chris Himes, are you hiding out in the Bahamas? Are you afraid? Are you scared?
Well, I am in a Zoom dimension where I can be wherever my Zoom background says I am. And yes, right now it would suggest I'm in the Bahamas or somewhere tropical, maybe Tahiti.
St. Croix, maybe. Okay.
We're going to zoom. We're going to zoom.
Yeah,
zoom.
I mean, I would like to be there right now. But, we're here. I'm actually in Weehawken, undisclosed location.
Same difference. Okay, listen.
Yes.
I want to talk about this. We're doing every few months, we do a fundraiser for Food for the Poor. Many people who listen to this program do not tithe, do not know where is a good place to give their money. You know you're supposed to give back, right? We all know that if you're blessed, one of the ways we thank God for blessing us is by giving to those who are less fortunate than we are. And so to that end, I want to say this month, actually, we ought to have started this yesterday, but we couldn't. But we are doing a fundraise for Food for the Poor, okay? So it kicked off yesterday, so we're already behind. That's my fault. But what we're doing is we work with someone we trust, someone we've worked with before. We know that they're trustworthy and they're doing God's work in feeding the poor. So Food for the Poor does that. Right now, Honduras is where they're focused. It's been ravaged by a number of tropical storms, and literally 9.2 million people there are facing critical shortages of food. This is Honduras, right? So 9.2 million. Hey, what can we do? Here's what we can do. Food for the Poor says we can help them. Actually, you know what? We've got Angel Aloma, who heads up Food for the Poor. I think we have a clip. Let's play that.
The mother usually goes to bed praying that her children will survive to see the light of day. The mother, of course, with the saddest look in her eyes, having to tell children who are crying and screaming from hunger because all they can afford to eat when they have it is a little tortillas for their kids. No meats, no vegetables, nothing. And so she's crying and she can't give her that. So her heart is breaking.
Folks, this is reality. And I think, most of us know, especially if you claim to be some kind of Christian, God compels us to do what we can, right? So that's why we give you an opportunity to go to our website, metaxastalk.com. There's a banner there where you can give. I want to say every single person who gives is entered in our grand prize drawing. We'll talk about that at the end of the hour. But we do need your help. Food for the Poor comes to us because they know our audiences are generous and believe this is the right thing to do. We'll be right back to have a conversation about Hunter Biden's laptop, and I'm not kidding. Hey.
Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here with a message for anyone struggling with pain like I struggled with for years. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. Obviously, I'm taking it every day because I like being out of pain. If I forget to take it for like a week, I go on vacation, the pain comes back. So, you know, at first, yes, I was skeptical, but I kept hearing about all the people that were no longer in pain, friends of mine. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, here's one of the stories I heard.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Everyone knows you want something drug-free. You want something that will help your own body deal with the inflammation that can cause the pain in your neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, or foot pain. Actually, even general aches and pains from just getting older, from exercise, everyday living. All of these can be a real problem, even to the extent of keeping you from sleeping through the night. So here's what I'm suggesting. Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father-son owners of Relief Factor. They've created what they call a three-week quick start pack. It's like a trial pack. They've discounted it drastically to $19.95. That's about a dollar a day. And after that period of time, 3 weeks, it's about the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. That's the three-week quick start for just $19.95. And you should know this, about 70% of the people who order the three-week quick start for $19.95 go on to order more. In other words, it works. So do what many others have already done. Take Pete and Seth Talbot up on the offer. Go to relieffactor.com, order the three-week quick start. That's relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a doll around her as she's in.
Folks, welcome back. Jack Maxey is my guest. I don't know anything about him except his brother was in my class at Yale, class of 84. That's all we know. And he comes recommended by John Zmirak. He's in big trouble right out of the gate. Jack Maxey, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, look, you've been affiliated with Steve Bannon. You did a lot of work with his War Room, which is what, a podcast? I'm never really clear how to describe it.
Well, we were on Newsmax for a while. We were on America's Voice News. I believe they're still on there. I did 650 hours of live broadcasts with him. We covered the pandemic. I would say that I probably was the earliest journalist to really dig into the pandemic. That was the cause celeb for the rationale for the show. But there's so many things.
Wait, which pandemic?
The COVID-19.
Oh, this
the
one.
SARS-2
okay.
pandemic.
Well, listen, I want to cut to the chase because I told my audience that you somehow got your hands on the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. I literally know nothing about the story. I wanted to get it as raw as I could. So tell me, I know you said you have a background in the military. You were on Wall Street. How did you come to work with Steve Bannon? How did that happen?
Several years ago, a mutual friend of ours was dying of cancer, and I flew up to be with her. And, you know, it's one of these situations where she was going to die in 3 days and sort of rallied for 5 weeks. So I met everybody coming through the door when I was, sort of with her. Her name was Faith Whittlesley. She was a famous U.S. ambassador to Switzerland and Reagan's scheduler and really a very impressive person in the Reagan administration. She'd been a mentor and a friend of mine for
years. I had the privilege of meeting Faith Whittlesey a number of times. We travel in similar right-wing Catholic conservative circles, even though I'm not a Catholic. But I know you through John Zmirak. Tell us your story. How did you get your hands on the Hunter Biden laptop, and why should anybody care?
Well, we've been covering the pandemic since January of last year. Obviously, it's all tied together with elections. We saw as we saw last year, you know, we began to have all these massive mail-in ballots, et cetera. So we saw a combination between the pandemic and what was going on politically and what was going on economically in the world. So we were covering that whole sphere. And as we were coming close to the election, Rudy Giuliani had been contacted by the fellow in Delaware where Hunter had dropped off this laptop to be repaired in the spring of 2019. Now, Hunter never returned to get this. The store owner had contacted Hunter multiple times, both by email, registered mail, telephone calls, many, many times. Months went by, never heard anything. And then the impeachment hearing starts going on. And he realizes that this laptop is filled with things about Ukraine, Burisma, all sorts of things. And he reaches out to the FBI to say, hey, I've got this and I don't feel comfortable having it. And I think it should be in the hands of law enforcement. Now, the FBI ultimately responded to him after some effort on his part. And they arrived in December 9th of 2019 to retrieve this laptop from his shop. And something that's important that your listeners need to hear, you can go find this guy's videos on YouTube. He's a great patriot. I have only respect for this young man.
We're talking about the man who owns the store.
Yes. And he comes from a great American family. Both his father, grandfather, highly decorated Air Force pilots. And he felt it was his moral duty to contact the FBI after a certain period of time. And also, I think he felt in fear for his life to be in possession of this nuclear bomb inside his store. So ultimately, the FBI comes to his store. And the first question out of the FBI agent's mouth is, did you find child pornography on this laptop? Now, he said, look, I don't know what's on there. I've looked through it only briefly when I was rebuilding it, but there's definitely a lot of bad things. And the FBI agent says, okay. And then he says, you know, I'm glad you guys showed up because I've really been in fear for my life. The FBI agent's response was, in my experience, people who keep their effing mouths shut have nothing to worry about. In my mind, that's a threat. And I have all equally felt somewhat pressured by being in possession of this. And this is why last week, by direction from somebody who also was equally worried for me and has the background and experience that I should follow his judgment, I began to release this last Sunday, a week ago. Not the pictures, not the videos, because the victims inside their pictures and the videos, I think, deserve to be protected. Both the trafficked women who Hunter was purchasing for his pleasures and to make videos, and also his family members who may or may not have been abused. But it's very clear from the text messages between Hunter and his sister-in-law and his sister and Uncle Jim, if everybody in the family was accusing Hunter of this abuse. Now, over
what abuse? Not everybody's up on this. I really don't know what
abuse of his niece. And I'm reluctant to name her.
Jack, you didn't think that I or the people listening to the show know about this. I've not heard about this. I mean, there are some people who will know who are news junkies, but honestly, I've not heard about this. In other words, you're saying that there have been accusations. I mean, I honestly haven't read about this. So
literally, I could read you the texts. I would recommend all of your listeners go to my Twitter feed at Jack Maxey, @ Jack Maxey 1, M-A-X-E-Y. And I am posting screenshots of his texts, etc. Numerous occasions, Hunter says that he has been accused of this. Never once does he deny it. Every time it's all about this is going to harm my reputation, et cetera, et cetera.
This is regarding a family member who's underage. Is that what I'm getting?
This is regarding a family member who was about 12 years old when it began.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get too far afield, but let me ask you, first of all, for an FBI agent, you know, to use that kind of language and tone with an American citizen is despicable. I wish I knew
100%.
Who that was. And 100%. Why they think they could dare to talk to an American citizen in that way.
Let's forget about Hunter's, the abuse allegations, and I'm talking dozens of internal conversations within the family where he is accused. They won't allow him to be alone with any of the children in the family. He is not allowed to call them, speak to them. His own sister calls him despicable. His sister-in-law accuses him. In fact, there's one time in which the sister-in-law, who also, this is quite frightening for our Christian listeners, this is Beau's widow. Hunter begins an affair with her and then later is accused of abusing her daughter.
There's so many things here. Forgive me. I just want to make sure that I'm clear. There's a lot here. What you're talking about is criminal stuff, obviously.
100% criminal stuff. And let's remember, Mrs. Biden, Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, an educator, is obligated under Delaware law with any knowledge of potential abuse of a child to take it to the authorities under penalty of criminal prosecution for her. His sister, Ashley, is a licensed social worker.
But my question, I mean, I still have a couple of questions just to follow up what you've already said. First of all, why would the FBI show up and immediately ask a question about child pornography? In other words, that's completely mystifying to me.
100%. Why would you ask that question unless you already had an inkling that this boy had a flavor for this sort of behavior? And I can tell you, I've had Americans who live in Beijing who've told me stories that they have heard from people in China, Chinese intelligence officers, who openly would discuss how depraved Hunter Biden was. Now, Hunter Biden, there's an article written by Maureen Dowd in early January of 2019, in which she says Hunter Biden and his various business dealings, et cetera, are going to be what is very questionable for Joe Biden's future as being able to be elected. Now, Hunter responds to that article by making multiple contacts with people in his family, I believe his therapist, etc. And when he's speaking to his sister-in-law, he actually says something very disturbing. He says, "Have you read it? Have you read it?" She says, "No, Hunter, I haven't read it." He said, "Read it and I'll text you back." So he texts her back and she says, "What do you think?" She goes, "Well, Hunter, I don't know what to think because you do have a very strange business career." And he says, "Oh, you're probably one of those people who believes the stories that I killed those girls in Beijing, or that I was there when they killed the children in Donetsk, Ukraine."
All right.
In writing, my friend. It's all on my Twitter feed.
Hang on, Jack. Folks, we're going to be right back talking to Jack Maxey. This is some tough stuff. We'll be right back.
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Jack Maxey, who has the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop and has shared it on the internet because he fears for his life. As you can tell, if you've been listening, I'm largely ignorant of the details. I'm finding this out as we all are right now. Jack, there's so much that you've said that I want to ask questions about. First of all, there are a number of different issues here. One issue has to do with criminal accusations against Hunter Biden. So that's one thing that I would assume that's out of my purview. We have law enforcement in America. If somebody does these things, somebody out there takes action. You're making it sound like, in this case,
nobody out there is taking action.
Right. Nobody. And you're saying why? Why aren't they taking action?
I think because there's an objective here to protect the Biden family. For example, let's forget all of the child abuse allegations. There are over a dozen hours of pornographic tapes in which that Hunter makes himself, in which he is smoking crack cocaine regularly. I could put together a clip of an hour of Hunter smoking crack cocaine. He films himself all the time. He is accused by his sister-in-law of masturbating in front of the kids, of smoking weed in front of the kids, doing all sorts of things. That is one side. That is private criminal behavior inside of a depraved family. I can promise you and assure you that everybody, if they had seen this stuff before the election, he would never been even allowed to go into the Democratic primaries. Now, remember, the FBI had this laptop before the first impeachment. Now, let's go to some of the other crimes. When you talk about the crimes that Hunter has committed with his association with Burisma, various Kazakhstan oligarchs, Eastern European oligarchs, Russian mobsters, you name it, that would have completely absolved President Trump 100%. Every single thing that Rudy Giuliani said concerning the Ukraine during that impeachment era was 100% true. In fact, it was even worse than Rudy knew of. Now, to be clear for your audience, in case they want to know, how did I get the laptop? The store owner was distrustful, shall we say, of the FBI, mainly because I think he tried to contact them several times before they responded. So he actually kept several mirrored copies of the laptop, thinking that, hey, if my life's in danger, I want my friends to release this if something happens to me. Now, more than a year goes by, or nearly a year goes by, nothing happens. He's never contacted back by the FBI. He sees no movement whatsoever in terms of prosecution. He watches Joe Biden go through the entire primary process where he rolls over Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and everybody else. And at the end of the day, he becomes very concerned. He tries to contact several U.S. senators. They don't contact him back. Finally, he reaches out to Rudy Giuliani because he sees Rudy Giuliani being, in the way he describes it, sort of harassed on TV. And he admired Rudy Giuliani. As I said, he comes from a patriotic family. He himself is a patriotic young man. And he calls Rudy Giuliani. Now, Rudy Giuliani responds. So Rudy sends his own personal attorney down to Wilmington, Delaware, to take a look at the laptop. I believe this is in late September, mid-September. And Rudy's attorney finally agrees, yes, this is real, brings the hard drive up to New York. And Rudy comes to us because he's was a dear friend of the show and a friend of Steve's. And he says, hey, listen, I've got Hunter Biden's laptop, but I don't even know how much I can dig through this thing. There's so much. I mean, there's tens of thousands of emails on there. So Steve says, look, why don't you have my top guy, Jack Maxey, take a look at it. He's been studying all of the Ukraine issues, et cetera. He's a China hand, and he can take a look at it. So they hemmed and hawed. The attorney, I think, was a little bit reluctant to give us a copy. Thank God he did. I got a copy. I began going through it. And let me tell you, I uncovered financial crimes in the first 20 minutes of looking at this thing.
Okay. Another question. I just have to jump in. You have not been on Newsmax talking about this or on Fox talking about this, have you?
No, they have been reached out to, Newsmax, not directly, but all of them are aware of this.
This is just such heavy, complicated, dark, and unfortunately hugely vital, important stuff that it would seem to me that that some of those folks would be more interested in this. I'm just trying to understand what you're alleging is just huge. And, you know,
alleging the biggest political national security scandal in the history of our planet. 100%.
Well, and what makes it that? In other words, let's just I want to, you know, connect the dots.
Well, for example, Hunter's getting millions and millions of dollars from Burisma, right? While we're pretending to fight back on the seizure of the Crimea. Guess where all of Burisma's natural gas assets are located? In Russian-occupied Crimea. So all of the jawboning of the Obama administration concerning that seizure was a joke, particularly when the vice president's son was on the take of the single biggest beneficiary.
That's been reported. That was reported a lot before the election on the conservative side. No one did anything about it. The mainstream media absolutely refused to cover it. We're going to go to a break. Folks, I'm talking to Jack Maxey. Very important stuff. We'll be right back to the Irken Taxes Show. Folks, it's the Irken Taxes Show. A very important conversation with Jack Maxey. Jack, why are you coming forward? In other words, why do you want to come on this program to talk about this?
Well, because I think the American people need to know that they've been betrayed at the highest levels. I'm talking about the Central Intelligence Agency. I'm talking about the FBI. I'm talking about our entire national security apparatus has known about this at least since they received the laptop on December 9th of 2019. Nothing has been done.
Okay, question, but I have to ask it. Why do you think nothing has been done?
Well, if I were to speculate, I would guess it was because our national security apparatus decided if the Bidens were going to be compromised, then they may as well be compromised by our national security apparatus, i.e., I do not believe that Joe Biden is running the country by any stretch of the term. I think that all of the Democratic candidates were first betrayed long before Donald Trump was betrayed in any sense. And I'm not one of these people who buys into this crazy, you know, the election was stolen, et cetera. You know, we lost that game. I'm not going to refight that Super Bowl, right? But the fact of the matter is the FBI has known everything that I've known for a long time. And let me give you an example of some of the things that occurred and some of the things that you'll see on my Twitter feed if you go look there. Hunter Biden hired an American of Chinese extraction to work in his father's vice presidential office, I believe in 2011, 2012. And this woman later begins sending emails to Hunter. They're never direct. They're always to someone in Hunter's office, but they're on his laptop. One of those emails, just to give you an example from a national security perspective, contained all of the cell phone numbers of everybody from former President Bill Clinton all the way down to the leadership on both parties in the House. So we're talking 30, 40 cell phone numbers that went to Hunter. At the same time, contemporaneously, Hunter was in business with the Communist Chinese through a private equity company called Bohai Harvest. At one point, I believe it's in 2014 or 2015, the handlers in Beijing, and now this is a big question. When I went through this with several CIA agents, one of our big questions was, how was Hunter communicating with his handlers in Beijing? Because you're not going to give a drug-addicted crackhead with the major sex issues a satellite thumb drive so that he can communicate, right? That's too dangerous to give him one of your covert communication methods. They openly direct Hunter and his broker-dealer through which many crimes went. That means they're FINRA violations, SEC violations, U.S. Treasury violations, just because he used the broker-dealer to commit these financial crimes. They force him to hire a chosen American of Chinese extraction, clearly trusted by Beijing. She gets an office next to his office with a separate outdoor entrance. She is defined as the new communications director for Beijing. And what do they do with her after they get her? Immediately, she's sent to Beijing for a several-week training course on communications. What does she need to do? Learn how to use Zoom? Learn how to use email? No, she's learning how to covertly communicate espionage for the benefit of the Chinese communists. Now, if you look at the Bohai Harvest, this private equity fund for which Hunter Biden was given $1.5 billion by the Bank of China, this is a man with zero background in private equity. His other partner was a fellow named Devin Archer, who is right now being prosecuted for another crime for that somehow Hunter escaped because he was deeply involved in it as well. This was the grift of an American Indian reservation that they stole $60 million from. And another fellow who's a partner on that is a guy named Jimmy Bulger. Yes, for your audience, it's the same Bulger. It's the nephew of Whitey Bulger. I think having a Bulger on your board must make, it's like kryptonite for the FBI. They can't investigate it for some reason. So all these guys are on board together getting...
Whitey Bulger, we're talking about... a tremendously violent criminal.
From Boston, yes.
From Boston. Movies have been made about him. Very, very dark.
And the biggest corruption scandal in the history of the FBI was a guy whose name I believe was Costello. He had been corrupted by Whitey Bulger. He'd actually participated in murders.
This is the story that Scorsese tells in one of his movies.
Yes, this is the one I believe Jack Nicholson plays.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson and DiCaprio and the whole gang. And it's just so dark. I don't recommend it to anybody. But what we're talking about, Jack, is just dark. And because you're a person of serious faith and I am, this is dark, demonic stuff. When you're talking about
100%.
The abuse of minors, when you're talking about corruption with the Communist Chinese Party. And again, this is all alleged, but the point is that's the subject of conversation. It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying. So the larger question becomes, what's going on? What's being done about it? I wanted to say this up front, but never in my life have I seen anything as horrifying in our media as when in the fall of 2020, they refused to cover the Hunter Biden laptop stuff. And when they targeted it, as they said, this is Russian disinformation. Pay no attention. Don't look there. It's Russian disinformation. That was when I realized how dark and corrupt things were in America. And it caused me to speak out in a way that I've never spoken out before, because I never thought I'd see things go that far. When you're talking about the potential of a vice president who is running for president being compromised on any level with the communist Chinese, you would think in a normal world, everybody would go crazy over that and say, we must get to the bottom of this. Just the fact that the opposite happened, it's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on. We're going to go to another break. Folks, I'm talking to Jack Maxey. His Twitter is at Jack Maxey numeral one. It's M-A-X-E-Y, Jack Maxey numeral one. More information there. Stick around, folks. It's the Eric and Taxes Show. Hey there, folks. Before we return to Jack Maxey. We're going to have him for both hours today. This is bombshell stuff, Albin. I mean, I don't know. I went into the conversation, you know, utterly ignorant of it. And I have to say that I want to ask our viewers and our listeners, please share this with anyone you think might be interested, because it's not okay for us in America to have these kinds of grave reservations about our own government. It's unacceptable. We, the people, are the government, and we have to speak up, and we have to do whatever we can, whenever we can. We have an obligation. People have given their lives for this nation. The least we can do is do what little is asked of us. It's just overwhelming to me. I don't want to forget, speaking of what we can do, you can go to mystore.com and get my books. Use the code Eric. You can go to mypillow.com and get all kinds of great stuff. Use the code Eric. Much more importantly, we are partnering with Food for the Poor this month, and we are wanting to help kids, families in Honduras. They've been devastated. Food for the Poor is one of these organizations that we trust totally to get the job done. There are over 9 million people struggling right now in Honduras just to get food. This is just staggering. We can do something about it. And folks, I honestly believe that, you know, the Jews use the term mitzvah, just to do a good deed that has no strings attached. You just do it unto God for his purposes. There's power in that. Let me say that there's power in that. And I just want to say, if you're able, go to our website. I'm going to find the phone number if I can. But
yeah, I have it right here. I got to tell you, for just $37, Eric, $37, you can feed a starving child for 6 entire months. That's just an amazing figure. You've got to call now. It's 844-863-4673. Okay, 844-863-HOPE. H-O-P-E. Call that number. $37, 6 months a child gets to eat. That's incredible when you think about what we have here in this country.
I was going to say, everybody in this country, we are so wealthy compared to people in other countries that are struggling. And I think that there really is power in doing things like this. And when I say power, I just mean it's... You know, if I were not a Christian, I would say, if you want to be aligned with the universe, right? Except it's way more beautiful than that. It's doing something good for someone whose name you don't even know. You know, you want to work with an organization that you can trust. But you can go to our website, which is metaxastalk.com. If you go to metaxastalk.com, you'll see the banner for Food for the Poor. $37 can feed a child for 6 months. Now, we have to understand that's why we work with Food for the Poor, because they have the ability to leverage very little money to go very, very far. They get donations from around the world of food staples. And sometimes the money that you're giving is just used to transport the food to the people. So it's important. Obviously, $370 will feed 10 kids for 6 months. This is something that I would say we can get our own kids involved. I always think it's a good idea to get your kids involved and say, you know, give a little bit of your allowance. Let's give $37 together as a family. Let's do what we can. The number again is 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. We're living in a dark world. We need to speak the truth and do good things. This is one of those things. 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, or go to our website, metaxastalk.com. We're in a spiritual battle. I just feel honored that we get to be in it for God's purposes. Both hours today, talking to Jack Maxey. Stick around.